Whoa, okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of DashPass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on, let me see that. Oh, yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now, or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile, and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier and timely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks. No cash access and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. Member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
It's America's 250th birthday, and I'm going to shop the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, they've got ultra-comfy power reclining sofas with genuine leather seats, stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage, best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews, and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving, charging, storage, and those signature Bob-opedic seats. So, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Specifically, I want to talk about the Buck Showalter comments. People are going to take stuff and hear certain words and just lose it without thinking about the proper context. Buck said that he was proud. He didn't say he was proud that the team just got swept. What he was talking about was he was proud the way that they fought last night after getting down early. On the verge of being swept, getting down 3-0, they fought right back. They did fight all night. He's right about that. The offense, he was talking about the offense specifically. The offense scored 10 runs, 14 hits, 10 runs, and they did so against Spencer Strider, one of the best pitchers in baseball. That's what he was saying he was proud of. Now, where he lost me was the word positive, because now I get what he's trying to do, but I don't want to hear the word positive in any way, shape, or form after you just got swept again by the Braves. So those two words, proud, positive, coming off of this loss, that's going to trigger a lot of Mets fans. But it doesn't mean Buck should be fired. It doesn't mean Buck doesn't care. He does care. Matter of fact, if you listen to the whole thing or watch the whole thing on SNY, he did go on to say, you got to be honest with yourself. And there were some truths in what he was saying. The reality is he's not going to admit that the Braves are significantly better, but we know that. But he also said, you got to look yourself in the mirror and know we need to be better. And he didn't want to call out the team, and I know we all want to see him call out the team, but he knows it. They know it. Don't get caught up on a word or two that Buck said in the postgame. And also make sure you watch it again and get the full context. He was talking about the lineup. That he's proud of the lineup. It's one of the better offensive performances from the Mets all year long. So I could understand why he's saying that. But nothing, and I can understand why he wants to take, you know, the positives of that from it. But after you get swept like that, those are not words you should be using. Still, let's not overreact to something that's not a big deal. The big deal is Verlander. The big deal is Drew Smith. Those are the big problems. Or Scherzer the night before. Or Ottavino the night before. Those guys are the big problems, not Buck Showalter. And if you think Buck Showalter's getting fired, you're out of your freaking mind. Buck Showalter, Billy Epler aren't going anywhere, nor should they, coming off of what happened last season and talking about it 2.5 months in. That's absurd talk. That's loony bin talk.
Whoa, okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of DashPass by DoorDash. Mm-mm-mm.
Hang on, let me see that. Oh, yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier and timely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks. No cash access and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. Member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to lowes.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit lowes.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.